What's up, everybody? It's your boy Mike Rashid. Got my best buddy right here, Pretty Boy Floyd. Y'all finally get to see him. I've been talking about him for a long time, 6 months. So this is an American Bulldog. He's 6 months and he's almost 90 pounds already. He's gonna be a big one. Well, he is a big one already, but yeah, it's my boy right here. Today I wanna touch on something that I touched on in a blog or two ago. I did a letter to my son in a form of a blog, and I was giving him advice that I feel like will help him become a successful person in life. And when I say successful person, I'm not just talking about career-wise, I'm talking about in all aspects of his life. These are some of the things that I apply to my life. However, you know, growing up, you know, a lot of things that I had to learn, I learned by trial and error, okay? So one thing my father always said to me is, a word to the wise is sufficient. So what that means is to, you know, my son, I went through these things already, trial and error. So I'm giving you this insight, this wisdom that I picked up over the years from making mistakes, from doing things properly, and I'm giving it to you. So if you're wise, that word alone will be sufficient. You get it? Word to the wise, sufficient. Basically, I'm trying to give him these things at a young age so you don't have to go through some of the mistakes that I made. However, making mistakes is totally fine. But a wise person will learn from those mistakes and move on. You understand? Only a fool keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over. So that's something you gotta be careful of and be conscious of. So anyway, one of the things I wanna talk about is, you know, whatever you choose to do in life, make sure it's something that you really wanna do. Cultivate your talent, you know, qualify yourself to be a representation of whatever it is that you're about, okay? And be passionate about it. Passion helps you express your talent at the highest form. You understand? So if you are good at something and you don't really practice at it, you know, you're not gonna be very passionate about it. There can be people who aren't as talented as you who will dedicate time and study and practice that will surpass you. You understand? So, you know, if you're good at something, practice it. Don't take it for granted, you know? And that's what, something you can carry through with life. Like, look, I tell my son all the time, like, listen, whatever you wanna do in life, you can do it. My only rule is this: make sure that it's something that is beneficial to people, to society, you know? And however you can spin it to make it beneficial, that's fine, I'm all right with that. If you feel like making video games is beneficial to society, if you can give me a good reason why, I'm gonna give you the A-OK, like the green light to go, okay? So with me, it happened to be helping people with fitness and stuff like that, becoming stronger mentally, physically, spiritually, and all of that kind of stuff. So anyway, basically find what you like to do, what you love to do, and just dive deep into it. Learn every aspect of it to where when somebody come and talk to you about it, you can tell them everything there is to know. And if there's something that you get stumped on that you don't know about it, you know the resources to go to find that correct information and give it to people. You understand? So when you do that and you're not focused on the money and all of these other things, everything will come. Everything's gonna be all right. You understand? So, well, all I'm saying is focus on your passion, your talent, cultivate it, be passionate about it. The more passionate you are about it, just the better you will express it, the better it will come across to people. People will see that pureness in it. You understand? So that's something, Elijah, Chiron, all of the youngsters all around the world, that's something y'all wanna do, you know? Find what you love to do in life. And listen, your career can be something fun. It could be something that you really wanna do. Why not, you know? Far too often I have friends or loved ones who, you know, they may make decent money, but they really don't like their jobs. Okay, all you youngsters out there, y'all got the opportunity now to find the thing that you really want to do and run with it. Okay, and listen, I'm gonna tell you, you know, when you're going through, you know, high school, college, or whatever, you're gonna want to party, you're gonna want to, you know, date and all of that stuff. Listen, stick to what's important now. You don't want to play now and have to work hard later. You work hard now while you're young and full of energy to where you can relax later. You understand? You know, you want to be able to retire at 40, 35, you know? So with that being said, it's like my son, I want him to be able to, you know, I'm setting up a legacy for him, for my kids to walk right into what I've built and they can run it. But that's not what I want. I want them to not need me. You understand? I'll always be there. I'll always be that security blanket for them. But I don't want them to have to need me. I want them to start high school, start trying to, you know, venture out into your own businesses. You know, you can never be afraid to step out and do something. You know, people who take risks, calculated risks, are the people who are most successful in life. You know, there's nothing wrong with playing it safe. I'm not knocking that and people who do that. That's fine. You can live a great life like that. However, if you really want to shoot for the stars, you got to take risks. You know, nothing crazy and over the top will happen if you don't take those risks or step out on your own faith. You understand? You got to believe in yourself and just go 100%, go all out. So that's something you want to take home with you for all you youngsters out there, you know, when you're determining what kind of career or what you want to do with your life. You understand? So, you know, take those words with you, let it mill around, you know, and process it. All right, that's all we got for today. Y'all stay tuned. You know, pick up all the ebooks because they all out. You know what I mean? I'msoalpha.com got new product. You know, we're just trying to give y'all the best stuff we can. All right, quality stuff. All right, much love, y'all. Peace.